Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey, North Point, I hope that you're having a great day today. You know, we are in a series, what's really a season of messages, called House Habits. These are habits that come right from the Bible that help to support our mission. And sometimes we can look at these habits and they just feel like kind of abstract things. But wherever you are in your life, these are the habits that are going to help you to transform your life, to move forward into everything that we really believe that God has for you. I know that we all want to believe that the best is yet to come. But when we get in agreement with what God's word says, when we get in agreement with His way, we literally make that future possible. Yes. So I'm so excited about being on this journey with you, wherever you're sitting, whether you're at home or whether you're at work or whether you're watching on your phone. I want you to know we're with you. And we are so excited today to be talking about one of our absolute favorite house habits. You know, Philip, our house habits are kind of divided into two or three parts.
Yep.
The first four are our community house habits.
That's right.
They're really focused on community. You know, we love big, we protect unity, all of those things. And now we're starting on our next four, which are focused on transformation. But we're not just transforming for ourselves.
Yep.
Like we said, we're transforming in support of our mission.
Yeah.
And we as a church have a mission. We like to say it together. Say it with us today. Creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community.
You know, and here in 2021, we've said that this is our year of application, right? And so that means that we're going to have to put some things into action, to put some things into operation. One of the definitions of application is a sustained effort, right?
So good.
Hard work. And so as we talk through these habits, sometimes you have to really kind of force these habits into your life before these habits will flourish in your life.
Oh, that's so
good. And so what we want to do is we want to build these habits until they become like almost involuntary, right? They become a part of our lives. And so we've talked through those first four. And as you said, those are based around community and relationship. And we love big and we protect unity. And now we are really moving into these transformational habits.
Yeah.
And this very first one that we're talking about, we spoke about it last week and now we're following up again. And that is we lean in. We lean in. And transformation, when we just talk about that word, for the follower of Christ, transformation is really about our discipleship journey, right?
Yes.
It's about us becoming more like Christ. It's literally where Christian, right? We are Christians. We are followers of Christ. We want our life to resemble His example.
Yes.
And so Paul writes about this in Philippians chapter 2, and we looked at this verse in a different translation last week. This week, out of the New Living Translation, it says, "Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." Now, there's two things that we want to see there. One is there's this idea that you have to work hard.
Yes.
It's the application so that you can show the results of your salvation. But then the other side of that is that God is working in you. His super is invading your natural to give you the desires and to also give you the power to do what pleases Him. So when we talk about discipleship here at North Point, what we talk about is that discipleship is our process to progress. It is our process to progress. But when we talk about we lean in, what we're talking about is our posture to progress. Because you've got to make sure that you are in the right posture to even get into the right process to bring about the progress that we all want to see in our lives.
Absolutely. And there's two things that you really need to know about your lean. Mm. The first one is that your lean determines your direction. Your lean determines your direction. We say this colloquially, you know, which way are you leaning?
Yeah.
And it's which way are you planning to go?
Yeah.
Which choice are you planning to make? When you ride a bicycle, your lean literally determines your direction. When you're walking, your lean determines your direction. And we have a direction we want to go. And so we need to lean into that direction in whatever area of our life, whether it's our marriage or whether it's parenting or whether it's business or whether it's our friendships or whether it's our relationship with God. If we have a direction we want to go, we want to lean in that direction. But not only does our lean determine our direction, but it also exposes our attitude. And sometimes it's hard to see, you know, when we realize, man, our attitude is showing because of our posture. And, you know, today we're wearing kind of athletic gear.
Yeah, you got your best buddies.
This is the closest I get
to
athletic gear. But, you know, you got to get ready. You got to get in that right posture.
Well, you say going all in, right?
Like,
I'm going all in, right? When you can't go all in if you're not leaning in.
It's true.
This is our baptism shirt.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be leaning into the water. You can't fight against it. If you're going to go all in, you've got to be leaning in. And, you know, the interesting thing, Dustin, as we talk, is this really works two ways.
Okay.
It really works both ways. Because you can set your attitude, as we've said, that's your settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something. So you can set your attitude and then create a lean, which will change your direction.
Mm.
Or you can decide, wait a minute, I'm going to set a direction.
Yeah.
This is the way I have, this is the way my marriage has been going. This is the way my business has been going. This is the way my life has been going. I want it to go a different direction. I'm going to set my direction. When I set that direction, I'm going to create my lean, because you just said whichever way I'm leaning is going to be the way I'm going.
Yeah.
And then as I start leaning into that and moving in that direction, it's going to change my attitude.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. Either you can set that attitude and change your direction, or you can set that direction and it's going to change your attitude.
But I absolutely love that, because sometimes we're in seasons where we feel like we can't change our attitude.
So good.
Where we feel like we're not in control of our feelings or our emotions. But knowing that we can also act our way into a feeling.
That's
right. We can feel our way into an action.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's exactly what we need to do.
Yeah.
But we can also act our way into a feeling.
Yeah. You know, And like we say, when we talk about discipleship and that process to progress, we say people want progress, but they reject process.
That's so true.
Well, we could also say people want progress, but they neglect posture.
Mm.
They neglect getting in the right posture that's going to give them the progress that they really want in their lives. And, you know, as we talk about this concept of leaning in, this is really a countercultural concept.
It really is.
Because when we talk about the way of humanity, right, of human nature is to lean back.
It's true.
We live in a lean back society. Leaning back is normal,
right?
And leaning back is really easy. You know, I mean, just thinking about, we're sitting up here, right? We are leaning into this talk, which literally means we are engaging our core.
It's true.
Right? Instead of just leaning back. This is so much easier.
That is true.
I mean, I can lean back so much easier. And when we understand that, like, it's called the lazy boy for a reason, right?
It's true.
Kick your feet up, you lean on back. It's the lazy boy, because it's easy to lean back. But if I'm going to move in the direction that God created me to move in, I've got to have that lean in. And so when Romans 12:2 says, hey, don't conform to the pattern of this world. Don't conform to the way of thinking and the way of being and the way of living, right? But be transformed by changing the way that you think about everything. And one of the things we have to change the way we think about is our posture.
It's true.
Change the way we think about our posture. And so we're going to get into a moment.
Right.
And we're gonna talk about things that cause us to lean out.
Right.
Right? Because whenever we lean out, we end up missing out.
We do. Right?
And so whenever we're saying we got to lean in, we're leaning into something.
Right.
There's a reason that we're leaning in.
Yes.
And one of that reason, the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I love these few verses of Scripture. Paul writes and he says, "Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize?
Mm.
So run to win."
Hmm.
Exclamation point.
I love that.
Run to win.
I feel like Paul would have been a coach.
Oh, there's no question.
No coach.
Competitor, coach, no doubt. All athletes are disciplined in their training, he says. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize.
Mm-hmm.
So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing.
No.
I'm not just beating against the air, he says. Mm-mm. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified.
Wow.
What vivid imagery he gives us right here.
Yes.
He says, I run with purpose in every step.
Mm.
I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm not just pretending.
So good.
I'm not just fighting against the air. What Paul is saying here is he says, I'm leaning in.
Mm.
In life, I've got the right posture because you cannot run leaning back.
Absolutely.
If you're going to run, you've got to be leaning in. And you can't fight leaning back. You have no power in your punch if you're leaning back. You've got to be leaning into the punch if you are going to fight. And then Paul goes on and he says, I discipline my body like an athlete.
So good.
Training it to do what it should.
Because
my body will do what it shouldn't.
It's true.
If I don't train it to do what it should, my attitude will do what it shouldn't if I don't train it to do what it should.
Right.
I've got to train myself to do what it should. Why? Because if I don't lean in, I'm going to naturally lean back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more comfortable to lean back.
Right.
That's why we say all the time, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Being uncomfortable.
Because it's uncomfortable at times to lean in. But my lean is going to determine my direction. And we can't lose sight of what Paul starts this whole thing off with. When he says, hey, run to win.
So good.
Run to win. You can't win if you don't lean in.
You can't
win if you don't lean in. And the whole purpose is run that you might win. So you've got to make sure that your posture is in the place to bring that progress that you want to see so you can win in these areas of your life.
Absolutely. And it's just what you said. If you don't lean in and instead you just take the natural posture of leaning out, then you're going to miss out.
You're going to miss out.
On what God has for you, but you're going to miss out on what could have been in so many different areas of your life. We have to choose to lean in so that we can run to win, so that we can run our race in the way that we were meant to run our race. And, you know, posture can seem like such a small thing, but it's the first thing that I correct with our kids when they're having a hard time listening.
That's so true,
You know, when they're having a hard time responding, I don't just say, well, listen and respond better. I say, sit up straight, put your shoulders back, look me in the eye. Why?
Yeah.
Because I want to put them in a posture physically to be able to receive spiritually. So, you know, we know all of these benefits. And we've heard all the benefits,
it's so true.
Believe probably in a lot of the benefits. But what makes us lean out?
Mm.
Because if we're honest, and last week we kind of evaluated what areas of our life are we leaning out of.
Yep.
If we're honest, there's at least one, maybe there's multiple areas of our lives.
Yeah.
We're leaning back.
Mm.
We're not leaning in. We have a direction we want to go in, but our posture is not putting us in the place of progress. So today we're just going to talk about those things. What are the things that make us lean out? And the first one is this: fear.
Yes.
Fear will make you lean out. In fact, it's a natural response.
Yes.
When someone is frightened, if you see it in a movie theater, you can look it up on YouTube, they'll show when something scary pops out, the whole theater, as though they're like synchronized swimmers, like jumps backwards.
That's so true.
And they respond by leaning out. It's a self-preservation mechanism.
You know, that actually happened to me just this week when I came into the living room. It was early in the morning. It was still dark. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I come into the living room. I walk in and nobody's there, right? I check all the couches, no kids, nothing's there. I sit down on the couch and I've been there for a minute. I'm putting on my shoe and then out of the darkness, I hear this voice, "Hey, Dad." And I fell back on the couch. I screamed out loud because we all know, like, I'm a scaredy cat. And I screamed out loud. And I look over there, and behind the chair, there is little Ella. "Hey, Dad." And that was my natural response. Yeah. That fearful response of, I jumped back and I screamed because of fear.
Absolutely. And it's funny when that happens. Yeah. And it's entertaining when we're in the movie theater.
Yeah.
But when we allow fear to cause us to lean back in life, it's not fun. It's not entertaining. And a lot of times it's not short term. We can end up leaning back for the rest of our life because of the fear that is in our life. Fear of people's opinions. Fear of failure, fear of being shamed, fear of the unknown. There are so many different things to fear, but thankfully, the Bible has a lot of stories and spends a lot of time helping us to see what it is to confront fear and understanding the costs of not confronting fear.
You know, and they say that there are 365 times in the Bible, right, that the Bible says, you know, do not fear. Mm. The Lord says, the angels say, you know, so they say it's one time for every day, right? I don't know if it's exactly 365, but we could agree this. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. A lot of times because God is communicating something to us.
So good.
Do not live in fear. Fear will rob you of what I have for you. And there's so many different stories in the Bible, but there's one in the book of Numbers, and it's the story of when God's people have been in bondage in Egypt for over 400 years. Mm. They've come out of bondage, and they are on their way to the promised land, the land of Canaan that God said, I'm going to bring you, I'm going to give you this land that I promised your ancestors. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. And they come out, and in Numbers 13, we get to read as Moses, the leader, sends 12 spies into the promised land. And when they come back, their report is exactly what God said.
Yeah.
They come back and they say, it's a bountiful land. This land that we explored, it really is a land of milk and honey. And look, they even brought back some fruit with them. They said, look at this kind of fruit it produces. And then in verse 28, they put a butt on it. Sometimes your butt will get in your way, right? And it says, but the people living there are powerful. Their towns are large and fortified. And we even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak.
Wow.
Here, everything was going good. Look at the fruit. It's amazing. It's bountiful. It's a land that is flourishing, thriving. Wow, it's incredible. But there's a problem, but there's a challenge, but there is something that we are afraid of.
So good.
Then Caleb, one of the 12, right? There were two of the 12 that kind of stand up and say, no, we can do it. And Caleb and Joshua, and Caleb says, no, people, be quiet. Let's go at once. We can take this land. We can certainly conquer it. But in verse 31, it says, but the other men who explored the land with him disagreed. They said, we can't.
Oh,
come on. There you go. That's how you begin to see fear. Yeah. We can't. We can't do it. We can't overcome. We can't break through. We are not going to be. We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
God has just brought them out. They've just walked across the dry ground, right through the Red Sea on dry ground. I mean, like, they saw the Egyptian army completely drowned by they've just seen all of these miracles that God is doing. And here they get there and they say, nope, they are stronger than us. They are afraid.
Wow.
And man, did it cost them.
It did.
It cost them so much. They ended up dying in the wilderness. Fear caused them to lean out of an opportunity, which then caused them to die out in the wilderness.
Wow.
But if they would have just leaned into the opportunity, they could have moved in and lived in the promised land that God has for them. And that's an Old Testament story about the promised land, but God has a promised land for us.
He does.
Jesus said, I came that you would have the abundant life,
yeah.
that you would live in a flourishing, thriving condition on the inside. That is what Jesus has for yes. us. We can live there, but just like in the story, we don't get to live in that land if we are leaning out.
No.
If we are leaning out, we're going to miss out.
Come on.
But if we will lean in, we can live in that life that God really created us for.
Absolutely. And so fear will make us lean out.
Yeah.
But pain will also make us lean out. Just like fear,
yeah.
it's a survival instinct. The first instinct we have when we feel pain is to jump away, and that's a good thing. I was cooking recently, and I forgot that the pan I had just taken out of the oven was hot, and I went to pick it up, and there was instant pain, and that pain told me to let go, and that pain saved me from having a really
yeah.
bad burn on my hand. That's a good thing. But when we translate that into leaning into our marriages or our finances or
yeah.
our parenting or whatever it is, our
yeah.
spiritual life, that's not so good
right.
of a thing. And it's not just pain in general, but it's a specific kind of pain. It's the pain of discipline.
Yeah.
We can see in Hebrews 12:11, it says this. It says, no discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful.
Mm.
But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living
mm.
for those who are trained in this way. And I
yeah.
think sometimes we get confused, Philip,
yeah.
because we think that it is the pain of punishment.
Yeah.
We think it's a pain that maybe is going to harm us. But the pain of discipline isn't about punishment.
Right.
Punishment is about retribution. It's about repaying a loss.
Mm.
Discipline is about training.
Yes.
It's about getting better.
Yeah.
It's about that process to progress. And if we don't lean in to the discipline,
yeah.
then we don't get the benefit of the training.
Yes.
And we can see this in the natural world.
Yeah.
I am 20 weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to birth is painful.
Yeah.
But one of the very first things that they tell you to do is to embrace the pain
mm.
and lean into it,
mm.
to relax into the pain, because it's literally the pain that is bringing your baby closer to being in your arms. It's the same thing with stretching.
Yeah.
You know, stretching can hurt.
yeah.
It can really just not feel great.
Yeah.
But we know all the benefits of stretching.
Right.
And we don't get all the benefits
mm.
if we don't lean in to
yeah.
the stretch. And the truth is that we choose our pain.
That's right.
We choose our pain.
Yep.
It's either the pain of discipline or it's the pain of regret.
Mm.
It's the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The pain of leaning in
mm.
or the pain of leaning out
yeah.
and missing out on what God has for us.
Absolutely. And Proverbs 15:32 says, if you reject discipline, you only harm yourself.
Mm, so good.
So basically what that's saying is it's saying exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
It's either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. So you can lean in to the pain of discipline. And if you will lean into the pain of discipline,
yeah.
then you won't harm yourself with all of the pain of regret. But if you refuse
mm.
to lean into discipline, if
mm.
you reject discipline, then
mm.
what you are doing is you are going to lean into the pain of regret, because pain is unavoidable.
Mm.
You just get to choose where you experience it.
Wow.
You can experience it today in discipline, or you can experience it tomorrow in regret. It is just about where we are going to encounter that pain, because there's no life without pain.
No.
Right? Pain is a part of our journey. It's a part of our life. So what we want to do is lean into that pain of discipline. Lean into that pain today. Don't refuse that and then experience the pain of regret later. So here's the third thing that we're looking at that can be thing that causes us to lean out, right?
You've got
that fear causing us to lean out, pain causing us to lean out, and exhaustion.
Mm.
Exhaustion
yes.
can cause us to lean out. And you know, there's something that your mom has taught that I really love when it comes to this thought and how exhaustion can just be a matter of perspective.
Absolutely. When we were little, you know, we would say, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm just so tired. I can't clean my room. I can't do whatever. And she would go, okay. And then a couple minutes later, she would say, who wants to go for ice cream? And of course, everybody's just like, me, me, me. And she'd trick us half the time because she'd say, now, wait a second.
Mm.
5 minutes ago, you were so tired, you couldn't pick your feet up. You couldn't move your hands. But right now, you're jumping up and down because you're going to go get ice cream.
Yeah.
You're not tired.
Mm.
Because of your body, you're tired because of your perspective.
Mm, so good.
Because you don't want to do what you're doing right now. And,
yeah.
and I think that that happens a lot when it comes to things that are important to our lives.
Yeah.
Is we're like, I'm too tired to lean into that right now. But we're not too tired to lean into other things.
Yeah.
It's just that it's like, man, I have the wrong perspective about what's going on in that area of my life.
Yeah, and I think the Apostle Paul talks about this in Galatians 6:9, and he says, hey, let us not grow weary. Mm-hmm. Let's don't get tired. Let's don't become discouraged in doing good, mm-hmm. for at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in.
So good.
We will reap a, one translation says, we will reap a harvest of blessing.
So good.
If we do not give up. And so I think we see it there that it's a matter of perspective because I can feel tired and I can feel weary and I can feel discouraged. But if I put it in the perspective of, wait a minute, there is a harvest of blessing that is available for those that do not quit and do not give up. And all of a sudden I go from this to going, wait a minute, but I want that harvest of blessing. I want that breakthrough. I want what God has for me.
Yeah.
I want that abundant life. That's what I want. And so all of a sudden I'm like, I want that so bad.
Right.
I'm not as tired as I thought I was because I want this. This is what I really want. And so now we could start talking about there are biblical rhythms of rest.
Absolutely. And those are important.
We have to take care of ourselves physically and emotionally and self-care. All those things are vitally important. We need that proper perspective and that focus to keep on going. But so many times.
Right.
The thing that weighs us down, the thing that's making us exhausted, is that we are carrying things that don't really belong to us.
It's true. Yeah. We're carrying expectations. We're carrying other people's burdens. We're carrying things that we've just put on ourselves.
Yeah, so true.
We're not supposed to be carrying at all. Or maybe, honestly, it's not the good things that we're doing. It's all of the bad habits and life decisions that we're making on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I can remember that I had a girl in college. We were really, really close friends. And every time she started having a hard time with school, she would quit going to church. And finally, I asked her, I said, what's going on? She's like, well, I'm too busy with school right now. I don't have time to go to church. And I'm going, that's an hour and a half out of your week. I know what you're doing with the rest of your time. I know how much TV you're watching.
Right.
I know all the things that you're doing. And somehow she had convinced herself that the good she was doing that really was helping her soul and was helping her grow as a person and was taking her in the direction that she as a Christ follower wanted to go in, that was what was making her exhausted.
Mm.
That's what was keeping her from being able to spend the time on other things that she needed to do. A lot of times it's not the good that we're doing. In fact, it's the good that we're doing that's going to bring the proper perspective and the harvest.
Mm.
And so if we will do what we're called to do, and not take on all of those extra burdens. You know, sometimes when I'm really exhausted, I completely delete all the social media off my phone.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how that just gives me about that 5%, 10% extra margin.
Yeah.
Not just in my day, but in my mental space.
So good.
So many times exhaustion can just take over our lives, cause us to lean back from what matters most.
Yeah, yeah. Exhaustion will cause us to lean back, to lean out, but also experience.
Experience.
Our experiences can also cause us to lean back and to lean out. And there's fear, pain, exhaustion of the moment, but many times it's not just what happens in the moment. It's the memories.
It's the memory of what happened before.
Yeah.
That really, you know, it's not that we are being burnt this time. It's just that we've been burnt in the same place before,
right,
or in the same relationship before. Or, you know, I hear people say that when they come into church, you know, well, my last church, I insert
true.
The pain, insert the fear, insert the exhaustion, whatever you want to put.
That's so right.
And the memory of that is coming with them. And and Philip, you always teach us that we need to learn from our experiences, but we shouldn't allow our experiences to define us.
No, and not just define you, shouldn't limit you either.
No.
Right? You should learn from your past. Don't be limited by your past. And the Apostle Paul, he speaks of this in Philippians chapter 3, right? Where he says, whatever is behind me, I'm letting that go.
Right.
So that I can do what? So that I can press forward to what's in front of me. If I am still holding on to all of the pain of my past and all the regrets of my past and all the experiences of disappointment and discouragement, all those things in my past, if I'm still holding on that and trying to carry that with me, I cannot lean in to what God really has for me. I've got to be willing to let go of that so that I can press forward, so that I can press on into everything that God has. But if I'm not aware of this, I will let those experiences pull me back.
Cause me to lean back.
I lean back because I'm holding on to these and I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to let go of that so that I can lean in to what God has in front of me. So you got these experiences that are causing you to lean back. And then lastly, today is also skepticism.
Yeah.
Skepticism will cause you to lean out. You know, our world is so good at skepticism.
It's true.
It's culture,
almost like a value.
Society, it really is. It being cynical.
And judgmental.
Right, judgmental. To lean back, you know, I think sometimes this is the posture of our culture and of humanity, to lean back, to fold your arms and just,
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. Let's just wait and see what happens. And I think sometimes like that feels powerful.
It does.
Like it feels like we're in control.
Yourself.
Right, exactly. But it's really it's a false reality.
It is.
It's not making you powerful. It's really making you powerless.
Yes.
You're not taking control of what you actually can control in your life. And so whenever you decide to sit in the seat of the skeptic, whenever you decide to adopt that attitude of, well, let's just wait and see, you will watch moments of change and transformation just pass you by.
That's true.
As you just wait to see what happens, nothing is going to happen for you.
No.
Because nothing happens for the cynic. Nothing happens for the skeptic.
No.
You have got to lean in to change, lean into transformation, lean into what God can do. And I love the story in John chapter 11, where Jesus' friend Lazarus has died, and he didn't just die, he's been dead for four days. Jesus shows up into town. Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, they're heartbroken, they're crying, right? All of this emotion, and Jesus says, I want you to take me to the place where you buried him. And they get to this place, and Jesus tells them, roll the stone away.
Yeah.
And in that moment, Martha, the sister of Lazarus, says, Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. The smell is going to be terrible. I don't think this is going to work. I don't know if we really want to do this. I mean, have we really thought this through? What is he thinking right now going to do this? And Jesus responded. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus responded. He says, didn't I tell you that you would see the glory of God if you believe?
So good.
The next verse says, so they rolled the stone aside.
So good.
What we see here is Martha leaned into the possibility.
Oh, come on. So good.
Somebody had to lean into that stone.
It's true.
That was a heavy stone blocking the entrance. Somebody had to physically lean into that stone and push that stone aside. And because Martha leaned into the possibility, because somebody was willing to lean into that stone, they got to see a miracle. Mm. They got to see the glory of God. And you see, miracles happen in the movement.
Yes.
Miracles happen when you are leaning forward. Miracles don't happen for the skeptic. Yes. Miracles don't happen for the cynic. You don't see the glory of God unless you are literally willing to lean into the
so
promises
good,
of God. And if you are willing to lean in, you can see the glory of God and the purpose of God being fulfilled in your life.
I love that so much. Well, at the end of each of our messages this year, we are putting a lead on it.
Yeah.
Because this is the year of application, and we don't want just to give you information. We want you to take this information from God's word and work it into the foundations of your life. And so the L for lead stands for learn. And so this week, we want you to take away, what we have all learned here together, is if I don't fight leaning out, I will never learn to lean in.
Mm.
If I don't fight leaning out, I will never learn to lean in. It's so important that we realize that it's also a fight for the things that are trying to hold us back.
That's right.
We can't just say, okay, I'm going to lean in. We have to deal with the things that are making us lean out.
Absolutely. And then our E is for evaluation. And this is what we're evaluating this week. What is making you lean out? What is making you lean out? Is it that fear? Is it the past experiences?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that exhaustion? Is it that attitude of skepticism? What is it that is causing you to lean out? You see, before we can ever change anything, we've got to identify it.
Absolutely.
We've got to become aware of it.
Absolutely. And then there's the apply.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we suggest you do. After you've evaluated and you say, man, you know, it really is fear for me that's causing me to lean out in this area. It's really, it's the pain, it's the experiences, whatever it is. Write that down.
Yeah.
Write it down and say, it's the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, but begin to speak truth in response, because there's a truth that's in opposition to every single one of those lies, because ultimately fear is a lie.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that God has not given you a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
So that fear, you don't have to accept it. It's not a gift from God.
Absolutely. And if it's pain, we've got these declarations you can make. So if you say, man, this is what's causing me to lean out, then when pain, you can declare this, my pain has a purpose.
Absolutely.
My pain has a purpose. If it's exhaustion, you can say, if I don't give up, I will reap a harvest.
Absolutely.
If I don't give up, I will reap a harvest. If it is your experience that's causing you to lean out, then you can say, God's mercy is new every day. You can lean into his mercy. If it's skepticism, you can say, God will help me even in my unbelief.
Wow.
Even in my moments of doubt, God will help me. His spirit is working in me to give me the desire and the power to do what pleases him, as it says in Philippians. So after you write it down, after you pray, you can begin to declare those truths in response.
Absolutely. When we're confronted with a lie, the response is always not just to reject the lie, but to replace it with truth, and then just do it again. Do it again. When that fear comes up and it makes you want to lean out, declare that truth again over and over again. Well, we have so enjoyed being with you today and sharing this truth from God's word. I believe that it is going to be transformative for you, for your family, for your business, for your home, and ultimately for our community. Creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community isn't just something that we like to say. It is the mission of our heart.
Yeah.
But we're not going to see it happen if we don't choose individually and corporately to lean in.
Yes, we have to choose that posture of progress. And we have to choose that posture that's going to allow us to move into everything that God created us for. Well, will you pray with me today? Father, thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for everything that you are. And thank you for the relationship that you invite us into. right now, maybe you're just saying, Philip, I just really feel like I need a fresh start. I need a new beginning. I just need to connect with God. Maybe you've never connected with God before. Maybe it's been years since you've really connected with Him and lived in relationship with Him. And right now, you know that you need that in your life. Well, today is your day. Connecting with God is as simple as saying, God, I want you in my life. Maybe today, as you've been listening to this, you say, Philip, I recognize I'm leaning back. I'm leaning out in some areas of my life. Fear and pain and skepticism and experiences, exhaustion. Some of these things have caused me to lean out. And I know today I have got to lean in. I've got to change my posture so that I can begin to see the progress that I want to see in my life. I want to pray for you today. You say, Philip, that's me. Whether you need to connect with God or whether you say, I just need to lean in. You say, Philip, you are talking to me today. Come on, if that's you, wherever you are right now, I just want you to put that hand in the air. I believe what God is doing on the inside, it just makes it more real when we make a move on the outside. Mm-hmm. Whenever we lift our hand and say, God, I recognize that you are talking to me, you're speaking to me, and I want what you are offering me right now in this moment. Father, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for every hand that's lifted. Thank you for every person that wants to connect with you. Thank you, God, for every person that wants to lean into everything that you have. Help us to overcome these things that would cause us to lean out, God, so we can move into the life that you created us to live. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen.
Well, we can't wait to see you again very soon, and we hope that you have the absolute best week.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.